it's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
Well, we can't pick on Paul today because he's indisposed, but you get me, and I don't know much more about it than he does, though, Dwayne.
We can pick on both of you, then.
We can pick on both of us.
Hey, we got a good show today.
That's right. Yeah. I'm about my gardening skills, I'm about the same boat that Paul is.
You're at the produce section of the grocery store.
The grocery store, too, yeah. How are you doing, Dwayne?
I'm doing great. To see you. Hey, what a great day.
It definitely is.
Sun out, yeah.
A little breezy, but we'll take it.
There's a lot of hot air out here.
Yeah, it's plenty of hot air out here all the time.
Yeah. So, beautiful day, a lot of stuff to do outside. And
yeah, we're just talking about that. I said, I happened to mention that I was walking through my yard yesterday. Going, man, I'm going to have to mow this pretty soon.
Well, I've seen some people out mowing and dethatching their lawns and raking their lawns. So
and
it's
you,
just
you say that it is okay to do that now.
You know, usually the concern is that it's too cold tonight or tomorrow night, whatever. 80 degrees today and 26 degrees tonight or whatever. It's crazy.
But then it's
kind of normals out.
Right.
And then I don't think you have any problem. You know, plants, I think, know better than we do.
Yeah, probably.
I think so.
They take care of themselves if we don't take care of them.
Exactly. So, you know, clean your, I mean, some things. But before we get to that, give us a call if you have questions.
Right. You know. Yeah. Get your questions in. We've got some questions here for the show today, but if anybody has any additional questions, we have time to take them. And the number is 320-598-7301. That's 320-598-7301. And you can, better yet, email them over, and then we'll get them pop right up on the screen here. And I don't have to try to read Chris's writing or anything.
There you go.
Now her writing's a lot better than mine.
Yeah, so if you have a question, that's part of the reason for the show. And,
that's right.
We also do a plant of the week.
And that's bare roots.
It's bare roots. And people are going, what? At Heather Nursery and Floral, Heather Nursery part of it. And it was done more years ago. But now we get plants from Wholesale Nursery, mainly from Bailey Nursery, which is the largest wholesale nursery in the upper Midwest. So they grow trees like we grow corn. Okay, they have rows and rows and rows. They harvest those in the fall. Put them in big coolers. I mean, they have coolers that 19 semis can get in at one time to load. I mean,
that's a good size cooler.
They're huge. So they keep them cool all winter. Then they ship them out to nurseries, to Heather Nursery. And we keep them in cold storage. And so right now, bare root, you can save 25% on a bare root tree instead of having – what we do with the bare roots is we keep them for a while or else then we pot them up into containers. And then, you know, that takes some energy. We have the dirt. We have the container. So we have to charge for that. So before we do that, you can buy them at a discount. So
And do it yourself.
And do it yourself.
Okay.
You can't let them – if you're going to do that, you don't go buy a tree from Heather Nursery and wait a week and then plant it.
Get it in there right away.
You maybe have your hole dug and go get the tree, and we put it in some water or straw, and then you go home and plant it. Okay. And that's done in Montevideo because they have the cold, the storage to handle that.
Okay.
All right. You have to talk to Randy and John over at Heather Nursery in Montevideo for that. Or we can help. We have like fruit trees in, and if you see the picture on the Facebook, mm-hmm. we have a lot of shade trees and a few of the
Yeah, look like
shrubs.
Pretty good selection there.
Yeah, we got a good selection, a lot of maples and et cetera, et cetera, if you can help. And if you have any questions, you can call. You know, myself, which I'm usually in Dawson, but Randy and John over in Montevideo, and we can help you out with that.
Okay, sounds good. Well, let's get to our questions here today, shall we?
We can, or else after that we'll do our horticulture concern.
Okay.
Because then that's about Earth Week.
And yeah.
Let's do our questions first.
Yeah, that's we got quite a bit to talk about on the Earth Week coming
up. You can
up,
talk so. About it, Maynard.
Yeah, well, I've been talking about it already.
There you go.
So, yeah, we'll talk about that. But right now, let's get a couple of questions. I'll kind of take them in the order they came, I think, here. Is it too late to prune apple trees?
Well, if you're going to do major pruning on apple trees, you should be doing that when the tree is dormant. Okay, that means when there's no leaves on there.
Okay.
So if your tree has started to sprout out, I would say you're too late. But if you have dead branches or crossing branches or branches that are low and are going to hit you in the head when you're mowing underneath them, I would cut those off. But if
it describes all of my trees.
But if you have major pruning, yeah, it's probably too late.
Okay.
You should do it either late fall or you got all winter to do it. Okay. But if you're just doing minimal.
But who wants to do outside stuff in the winter, right?
Well, pick the nice day in the wintertime. Okay? There are some nice days. It is nice to go outside. So it's not, it's probably too late.
Okay. All right. Do you have cherry blossom trees and can you plant those in Minnesota?
If you're looking for the cherry blossom trees that are in Washington, D.C., they don't grow. They don't grow in Lacaparle County. Okay. But if I don't know what they're referring to, but if they said trees on there. There are cherry trees that you can harvest cherries in Minnesota. So, and they have blossoms on. So I'd lie if I say we didn't have cherry blossoms. Okay. So cherry blossoms from a cherry tree, we have that. Okay?
I think I might have added that word trees in there. Yeah. I think it just said cherry blossoms on the original question.
Okay.
That's probably what they wanted.
So then we'll expand our territory here. There's one of my favorite plants because I lived out on a farm north of Madison here, and there was a plant there called Rose Tree of China, okay? And the blossoms on that look like a cherry blossom, okay? It blossoms from the ground all the way to the end of the branch. So it's just completely covered in pink flowers. I mean, it's gorgeous. And they get quite big. So if you're looking for one that has a lot of cherry blossom looking flowers, Rose Tree of China is a great one. Some people call it a Nanking cherry, but
I've heard that.
Nanking cherries do produce cherries, but they are different, but they look a lot alike. You can get Nanking cherries or Rose Tree of China. I prefer Rose Tree of China because it seems to be hardier, and it's really pretty.
Okay. Are there any around the area here is that one still out there?
Oh, yeah. Okay. And it was old when I was out there, and I'm really old now.
They last a long time.
That thing's over 100 years old.
You're not quite 100 yet, though, don't
you? No, but if it was there and it was old when I was there, so that I just turned 70, and so it's been there a long time.
I'm working on 74, so.
You're old.
I got you. A couple years.
We're still working.
We're still going.
We're still going.
Just like the tree.
Yeah. Rose Tree of China.
All right. Very good. Someone would like to plant a very hydrangea tree in an outdoor pot, but this particular one is only cold tolerant down to zone 5. Would it be possible to overwinter the entire pot in their insulated but not heated garage?
I don't care if it's zone 5, zone 4, or zone 3. Storing that type of thing in your garage might work, and it might not. I wouldn't suggest it. It's hard to do, okay? Plant it in the ground.
Okay.
Zone 5 hydrangeas, there are a lot of pretty hydrangeas. Did she say a variegated leaf one?
It doesn't say that. It just says...
What kind?
It says a very hydrangea. I wonder if that means very...
V-A-R?
It says V-E-R-Y, but maybe it's like variegated.
If it's a variegated, that's an unusual one. I would get the hardy. If you're going to try it, I'd get the hardiest one you can, okay? Like maybe an Annabelle hydrangea that it's like a zone 3, so you might have some luck. Besides just protecting it from the cold, it also changes the humidity, and the plant isn't used to that. So you're going to still have to water it a little bit if you're going to try it in your garage. And unheated garage, if the what kills the plant is the variation of the temperature, hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold. So you don't want it to get hot in your garage either. So you want it evenly cold if you're going to try to do this.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of hard to maintain a stable temperature in most garages during the winter.
That's why a lot of perennials die in the winter here, because we get 70-degree days in the winter, and then it goes to 26 below. You got 100 degrees difference. That's what kills. It's not being cold. It's the fluctuation of the temperatures. That's why a lot of times you mulch your perennials.
Okay. All right. So that answers that one. Well, those are the questions we have right now.
Yep. We'll call in. But...
Again, if anybody has any more, the number is 325-987-3301, and Chris is ready and
she's got her
willing
pencil
and able.
She's
got her pencil out and just
waiting
for
those calls. She's got her pencil. I can see her.
Yep, she's ready.
She's ready. Yeah. So next week is Earth Week.
It is.
And Arbor Day. Okay, Arbor Day is Thursday. Earth Week, we kind of celebrate the beautiful planet, you know, the Earth.
And I think Earth Day is actually like Wednesday or something like that.
It's Wednesday, and then Arbor Day, I guess Earth Day jumped in front of Arbor Day, and Arbor Day is Thursday. That means Arbor means tree, okay? Right. Plant a Tree Day. And one of the Arbor events in Dawson, anyway, is planting an Arbor Day tree along the walking path.
Okay.
So we're going to have a little celebration there with the school, and that's on Friday. So if anybody wants to participate in that. And it says here on a handout that I have, you can get the details if you go to the Lac Parle and Soil Water Conservation website, and they'll give you all the details on there.
Yeah, just Google SWCD or Soil and Water Conservation District, Lac Parle, whatever, and it'll pop up there.
You bet. And then another thing that I kind of think is kind of cool on Earth Week is at the Vine, on Sunday, we're kicking off Earth Week, and at 2 o'clock, we're going to do a container planting party. That means you can bring your own container, or we'll have containers there that you can purchase. And I'll be out there. Heather Nursery, Heather Greenhouse will be out there. We'll have containers out there, and we'll have soil and fertilizer, and we'll bring plants out there. And if you want to come in and join the planting party, and it's kind of fun. I've done this a number of times over the years, and we usually get 30, 40 people, so there's usually a lot of people doing that and have a good time. And then there's a lot of other activities.
Kids are welcome to participate.
Oh, you bet. That's good. Hey, we got to teach them.
They get more enthusiastic than the adults most of the time, that kind of thing.
Well, sometimes, sometimes we do this at the local brewery or whatever, and I don't know, some of them have fun.
All right, but that's
Sunday. So that's Sunday at 2 o'clock, and the other thing is we're reviving the Lac Parle Horticulture Society. Okay, invite anybody that wants, who's interested in gardening or trees or shrubs or pollinators or anything that has to do with horticulture, gardening, would like them to be in the club, because you know what? We can learn from each other and have some fun and have similar interests. So that's on Sunday at 3 o'clock out at the Vine.
That's at the Vine, too. Okay.
The Vine, yep. Okay. They have other activities. There's friendly family activities going on there. I know they have, I think they're going to have, well, I'm not going to say.
Well, it says they got a scavenger hunt. They've got a bag exchange. You can bring plastic bags for recycling and go home with a reusable canvas bag. And kids planning activities. And as you say, Horticulture Club reorganization. There's a lot of stuff going on out there.
There's a lot of stuff. So join us Sunday afternoon out at the Vine.
Okay, I'm just looking on the list to see what else. Now, on Monday, they've got a medallion hunt and some sales and things at some of the businesses. And then Tuesday, a clothing swap over at Gnometown Grounds and repurposing workshop at Al's Mercantile. And then the Wednesday night, it's Prairie Prophecy. It's a documentary, a movie made featuring some of our local people, local farmers. That's going to be at the Grand at 7 o'clock here in Madison.
That sounds like fun.
No charge for that. And some other things going on. Then back over at the Grand on Saturday, there will be a 2 o'clock movie, Over the Hedge, which is kind of an environmentally themed movie that's good for kids and adults alike. So there you go.
Hey, Boehner, we got 2 minutes left. I haven't even started my notes yet.
Yeah, go ahead.
We talk a lot.
Yeah.
But it's gardening time. You know, lawn time, we talked a little bit about that. You're probably going to have to mow your lawn, dethatch it. Time to probably get out there, put some fertilizer on it. I saw a whole mess of dandelions the other day, all in full bloom. Can't believe that season's here already. Gardens, if Heather Floral and Greenhouse Nursery can help you, we have peat moss, garden fertilizers, soil amendments. But we have organic and non-GMO garden seeds if you're looking for some specialty ones, and heirloom garden seeds. So we think it's kind of a good collection. So
all right,
check that out. So,
and you can check with Heather Nursery anytime during the week. You can answer all their gardening questions.
I sure try.
That's right. And Pete Moss, I graduated with him, by the way.
Did you?
Yeah. Well,
does he say that? Well, I graduated with Mr. Meyer.
Yeah. Well, Dwayne, thank you much, and we'll see you again next week. It'll be me again next week.
Yep,
again
with me and you. That's good.
We'll be talking again.
Check us out at Heather Nursery and Floral Flowers in Madison, Dawson, and Montevideo.
And happy Earth Week.
Thank you. Happy Arbor Day.
Happy Arbor Day, too.